The GRIT program is designed to boost productivity, competitiveness, and export readiness among women-led businesses across the Caribbean, with a special focus on youth-led, rural-based, indigenous-owned enterprises and those led by women with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, Wayne Elliott, head of the technical programs for the Caribbean Export Development Agency, explained that GRIT is financed by the Government of Canada and targets women-owned firms in six Caribbean countries. He added that Activation Week, running from April 27th to May 1st, features a series of activities aimed at strengthening business capacity and fostering collaboration.
So during this Activation Week, essentially what we're hoping to do is build awareness of the GRIT program, let women-owned firms know the type of support that we'll be offering and the differences in the way that we'll be supporting them, and ultimately what we hope to provide through the program. Ideally, when we really sat down and conceptualized GRIT, what we realized is that there was a missing group of entrepreneurs who really needed specific support catered to them where they are. And what we realize is that for far too long, women entrepreneurs were not necessarily realizing the true potential for a number of causes, right? A lot of barriers specific to what's happening within the business environment and climate. And so what we decided to do was approach the Government of Canada with a proposal to form out a project specifically for women entrepreneurs in the Caribbean. It works well. Canada and the Caribbean, CARIFORM countries, have been trading together for a very long time. We have a really good relationship with the Government of Canada. And essentially, there is a demand in Canada for Caribbean products. And so essentially, this is what this project is really about.
Mr. Elliott highlighted the objectives of the project.
So GRIT essentially works with Caribbean women entrepreneurs to improve their firms, whether it be their own profitability, build skills. Essentially, we'll be looking at topics and themes related to access to finance, digital transformation of businesses, as well as the green transition of businesses. And ultimately, it also looks at export development. How do we help Caribbean women entrepreneurs to do more exports, whether it be within the region or to export international markets like the Canadian market? Now, women for a very long time in the Caribbean, they've had to come up against quite a few hurdles, and GRIT seeks to address some of these challenges. Why women? We essentially aligned to the policy programming of the donor at the point, the Government of Canada. It's approved under their fiat policies, and essentially what they wanted to do was really provide a playing field related to equity, right? Provide opportunities for women and girls to be able to compete on an even playing field. And in this instance, for us in the region, the GRIT program was designed to do just that.
Mr. Elliott noted that one of the key challenges currently facing the agency is the issue of compliance, emphasizing that while the agency continues to make progress in its programs and initiatives, full adherence to established standards and regulations remains a critical area of focus.
For exporting from the Caribbean, many of the challenges that our firms do face would be in relation to compliance, so meeting the requirements of the market, particularly related to labeling and packaging, to quality standards. And in many instances, it's really just a lack of information. That's what GRIT is designed to assist with. So within GRIT, we'll have opportunities for women entrepreneurs to learn more about the Canadian market, to be able to target within the Canadian market, to work on the products and the product development, to work on the packaging, the labeling, to ensure that it's compliant with the Canadian market. We're also going to be launching a program which we call Launch to Market. Essentially, what our program does is it identifies high potential or export-ready firms and really works with them to cater the product or the export product for the Canadian market.
Head of the technical programs within the Caribbean Export Development Agency, Wayne Elliott. Highlights of the week of activities include the two-day Exporting to Canada workshop on April 28th and 29th, which provides practical guidance for businesses seeking access into Canadian markets. The Women-Led Enterprises Stakeholder Consultation, focused on empowering women-led enterprises, and the ProNet Digital Marketing Workshop on April 30th, designed to equip participants with digital tools and strategies to enhance visibility and competitiveness. I'm Nerissa Sandy with today's special report.